What's up, everyone, and welcome back to Discussing Verona. I'm your host, Meredith Weibel, and let's get into it. So, if you're not already aware of the infamous star-crossed lovers who took their lives a couple weeks ago, where have you been? The two lovers, Romeo and Juliet, were at opposite ends of a deadly family feud and took their own lives only a short time ago. Today, we'll be talking about who is really responsible for their deaths. The answer may lie in multiple sources. So, this is no new information, but the Montagues and Capulets, the families of Romeo and Juliet, were not the best of friends. They had this huge feud going on that caused a lot of conflict. Today, we have a guest who is directly involved in the Montague-Capulet feud, Lord Montague, the father of Romeo.
Thank you so much for having me on today. It will be great to really come to the bottom of this question.
Thanks for joining me. So, tell us about the feud.
Well, I don't have a lot of specifics, but we generally just don't like each other. At times the feud has gotten out of hand.
Other than Romeo and Juliet, of course, can you give us some examples?
Well, my nephew, Tybalt, Rip, was killed by Romeo for killing his best friend because of the feud. Lady Montague and I also had a hatred towards the Capulets that has simmered down now. We absolutely despised each other, but we have come together to recognize that because of the feud, our children felt the need to hide their love for each other, and that they could only be together in death.
Wow, well, that's some really sad stuff, you know? I think it's really disappointing that the kids had to feel the way that they did. But do you really think it was the feud that caused them to take their own lives?
I do. They were young and in love. They felt like they were the only people in the whole world that mattered.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Lord Montague, and thanks for letting the listeners hear your take on the story. When we come back, I'd like to dive more into the youthful ignorance of the two lovers and see what influence that had. Welcome back from the break, and thanks for staying with us. I want to piggyback off of what Lord Montague said earlier, partly blaming their youth and complete lack of attention for the outside world. So, earlier, we had a member of the Capulet family reach out to us, wishing to stay anonymous, and they wanted to give their take on Romeo and Juliet's death. So, here's a clip from that.
Hi, I am from the Capulet household, and although the feud played a part in the deaths of the Romeo and Juliet, I think it mostly had to do with how young and ignorant they were. The two had known each other for less than a week and already wanted to get married, no one mature enough to know what love is would do that. Also, they had completely no regard for anyone other than themselves. Not to victim blame, but they are the ones that decided they could not live without each other, and that's because they were so young and only thought about themselves and the present.
I mean, whoever this person was, they do have an obvious point, you know? The feud made the two feel like they could only be together in death, but they still made their individual choices to die, sadly, you know? And it was part of their youth and, you know, not looking or thinking about anybody but themselves. They didn't think about, you know, what would happen after they died, like how other people would react, if other people would be sad. It was just, I can't live without the other. Obviously, the solution is we're going to be united together in death. Alrighty, so we'll be right back with our final guest of the episode, so stay tuned for that. Alright, so we have time for one more guest speaker, and this time it's Friar Lawrence, an accomplice to the lover's scandal.
Thanks for letting me come on today, Meredith. Although I do not consider myself an accomplice, I was only involved and knew of the plan.
Isn't that what an accomplice is?
Well, kind of, but I love the two dearly and only wanted what was best for them.
Okay, Friar, so what did you think was best for them?
Originally, I agreed to marry them because I thought it would finally bring an end to the feud. But once it was clear that peace was not possible, I gave Juliet the idea to fake her death in hopes that at least Romeo and Juliet could live happily together. But the message to Romeo did not get there in time, and he believed she was dead, just like everyone else. To be frank, I think that if the message had gotten to Romeo, their love story would have ended very differently.
So you think the messenger is to blame for their deaths?
Not directly, but it could have prevented them very easily. The feud is what caused the conflicts between their love, and the messenger is what got in the way of their happiness, but Romeo took his own life when he thought Juliet was dead, which led to her death as well. Overall, there are just too many outside factors that contributed to the deaths.
Well, Friar Lawrence, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your opinion. Your points are duly noted. With the episode coming to an end, we still don't have a definitive answer to who really caused Romeo and Juliet's deaths. So, some think it was the feud, others think it was the couple themselves and their youthfulness, others believe it was the work of multiple factors, you know? I think the true cause is really up to the interpreter. But thank you so much for coming back to another episode of Discussing Verona. I'm your host, Meredith Rimmel, and like always, these past few minutes have been super fun, so make sure to tune in next time, for we're going to be discussing if there really wasn't enough room for Jack next to Rose on the door, or if she's just a total liar.